Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya, where we talk all about Lyme and beyond, because as most of us know, Lyme rarely travels alone. I created this podcast to offer you hope and to remind you that healing is possible, because I healed from my 13-year journey. Although it was exhausting, physically, emotionally, and financially, it truly was a blessing as it reshaped my mind, body, and soul. In this space, we share raw and real conversations with those who have made it to the other side of this journey, along with breaking down different topics and approaches with practitioners. My goal is to make you feel less alone, more empowered, and confident in being your own advocate. So thank you so much for tuning in today. And if you're looking for more tips and resources, I share everything I learned along my journey on my Lyme and Beyond with Tanya Facebook page. So now let's get to today's guest. Her name is Tracy Foster. She's a licensed practical nurse, and she was the picture perfect health, right? Like so many of us think, until she wasn't, until Lyme entered her world. And so she's going to walk us through her journey and how she started rebuilding her life until she had a traumatic car accident, which of course spiraled things even further. And we are going to dive into the traumas that happen within our life that truly can inhibit the healing process unless we work through them. So we're going to talk about all sorts of things today. So I'm super excited for this conversation. Tracy, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, thank you for having me, Tanya. I'm super excited to be here.
So where do we start? How long ago does your journey begin?
2015,
Okay. So
diagnosed with Lyme disease.
it's funny how certain dates stick in our head, right? Like we'll never forget that date.
Yeah, February 3rd, 2015 is when I stopped. I was unable to work anymore, due to severe panic attacks, anxiety, debilitating anxiety, and pain. This migrating pain. It would be one part of my body, then the next day it'd be another part of my body, and it would just be migrating, and just like brain fog, and I had no idea what was going on. And a few, it was like in June or July of that year, 2015, my family doctor was Lyme literate, and she said, "We're going to test you for Lyme disease." I know, right? Like,
Wow.
what family
Yeah.
doctor does that?
Right.
So,
Or even acknowledges that it is a thing.
right? And I was like, "Lyme disease? What? What are you talking about? What's that?" You know, I really didn't know much about it. And 10 years ago, it really wasn't spoken of much. So, anyways, it came back positive, and that's when my journey began to heal.
Wow. So I'm sure you know now, right? That you were very lucky to get such a quick diagnosis because so many times, many of us goes years, decades, our whole life, and not getting those answers. But what you had mentioned earlier about, the debilitating anxiety and all of that, the migrating pain, that was, I think, the most confusing thing for me personally at the beginning of my journey because I worked for many years trying to just fumble through this, fake it till you make it because I don't know what's wrong with me. And one day, like I could hardly walk or I couldn't move one of my arms, but then the next day it would be fine. And so like coworkers around me, they obviously thought I was crazy, right?
Yeah.
Hypochondriac, like it's all in her head because I'm starting to think this too. And just how does the pain migrate like that and then just disappear in some spots? Like it was such an overwhelmingly confusing piece to my journey, and I'm sure that you felt the same way.
I absolutely felt the same way. I was, very busy nurse in, medical palliative care, eMERGE, nursing, and I was a fitness instructor, and I had been all my life. And I would be in a fitness class, mostly spin classes, is what I taught. And I wouldn't be able to breathe, and I couldn't swallow, and I'd be having these attacks. I'm like, what is going on? I have a great job. I believe I'm healthy, doing all the right things. I'm exercising, taking care of my body, and what is going on here? I had no idea. So I completely understand, and I was lucky that my doctor, diagnosed me fairly quickly after all this was going on when I first noticed the symptoms. And then it just, I don't know about the US at that time, 10 years ago, 11 years ago now.
And so, Tracy, I'm in the US, so tell the listeners where you are.
Oh, I am in Vancouver, Canada area.
Canada. Okay. So, yes, definitely a lot of different things go on between the US and other areas.
Yeah, so when I spoke so about treatment, there wasn't a lot known about treatment. I found, my doctor, and then so she could do a little bit, and but then I did some research, and there were three doctors in the US, Dr. Klinghart. I think there was Hargreaves,
Horowitz, Richard Horowitz.
Horowitz, and then there was one in California, one in New York, and one in kind of the Seattle, Washington area. And so I asked my doctor, which one would you go to? So, and she said, Dr. Klinghart, which was great because he was close. He's only 2 hour drive from me, across the border in 2 hours. And so, and she also said that the other two doctors would actually put him above them. So I thought, okay.
Yeah.
So that's where my journey started
With
again,
Dr.
down healing
Klinghart.
Dr. Klinghart
Okay.
in the US, yeah, in Washington.
I love it. So, and I know that, he's still around, and my understanding is that he's not treating patients anymore. He does mostly training with new doctors, which is great because before he retires, we need him to teach all these other doctors all his
Yeah.
amazing brilliance, right?
Yeah, he does. He still takes patients. He
Oh,
still
is
sees
he?
patients. Yep.
Okay. I
Yeah.
was misunderstanding that then.
I don't know if he's taking new patients, but he is still like I could make an appointment if I needed one.
Oh,
So
perfect. Okay.
he is taking patients still, seeing
Good to
patients.
know. No, he does a lot of great work. So,
Yeah.
all right. So you go and meet Dr. Klinghart and kind of take us down this journey of your treatment path.
Yeah, so I went and saw him. So I went down there probably August or September of 2015, but I couldn't see Dr. Klinghart. I had to see a naturopath because that's who he trains, the naturopaths underneath him. So he trains them, and I came out with a 4-page protocol. Like, oh my God. Like, you're so vulnerable. You're just grasping at straws. You'll do anything because I don't know a lot about it, and I don't know what's going on. So I better listen to this person. But it was 4 pages. It was so overwhelming. And anyways, I was doing the protocols, and I even went to Switzerland, had all my teeth done, my root canals removed, and implants put in, and my mouth all cleaned up. And then I actually asked the office manager, "Listen, can I please see Dr. Klinghart?" And she said yes. So then in 2016. I think it was January 2016, I started seeing Dr. Klinghart. And it was interesting because his protocol was like not even a page. So
Interesting.
it was
Okay.
really interesting. So my journey with him was quite amazing. I saw him 2 to 3 times a year.
Okay, let
And
me stop you. Sorry, let me
sure.
stop you for just a second. So, with the first practitioner that was working under Klinghart, he sent you to get your oral stuff taken care of because a lot of times that's not, talked about a lot, and it could also be our missing piece. So, cavitations.
Yes.
Mercury fillings,
Yes.
all sorts of stuff. In fact, I recently did an episode all about oral health with a biological dentist because the oral mouth connection to the body is incredible, and oftentimes we don't realize that. So you had cavitations that you had removed. Did you have mercury fillings as well?
I had had them taken out prior to going to Switzerland, but well, I thought they were all out until I saw the dentist in Switzerland. It's at Swiss Biohealth, I think it's called. And he found one in there still. There was still one in there. And yeah, I had the root canals removed where my wisdom teeth were removed. He cleaned all that up. And the picture from my before, it was about 5 hours before and after, was astonishing. The
Like
inflammation in my
the bone
face.
cane scan that
The
they do and they can see.
N
Oh,
no,
wow.
just a picture of myself in the chair, and then a picture after. And the inflammation in my face had decreased so much. It looked like I lost 20 pounds just from like a
No
five
kidding.
from 5 hours. And then prior to, I had a shoulder injury and I couldn't throw a ball, right? And so the dentist was asking me about it. And I'm like, no. So after, he's like, so how does your arm feel? How does your shoulder feel? I'm like, I don't know. He goes, well, like move it, like check it out, see what it feels like. And since that day, I can throw a ball again. I can move my arm. That was in 5 hours. I hadn't even left the dentist's office. So powerful.
Wow, that's incredible.
Powerful. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm so glad you brought that up. All right, so now back to Klinghardt, and you got just a one-page protocol from him. How did it differ from the other protocol that you were doing, and what did it
Oh.
entail?
It was so much less stressful, less overwhelming, but just more simple stuff. It's still, it still was a heavy protocol, like the herbs and, there's parasite stuff and there's all different things on there. But I learned over the years of working with him that you just have to go at your own pace, right?
Right.
You don't have to do, if he says, take three droppers fulls. Well, I would start with half. I learned that the hard way, mind you. Learn that the hard
Oftentimes we
way.
do, yes.
Yes. But and then just over the years, it just kept supporting me. But then I also learned ways to support my body also. So I weaned off. I don't go see Dr. Klinghardt anymore. And I haven't for 2 years now. And prior to that, it was just sort of just checking in, and it would be like half hour appointments, not an hour. And it was just kind of checking in. So, I know my body now. I trust my body now. And I've done the integrative health practitioner program, and learned a lot from it. And so I know that I can heal myself now. And I know what's, if something needs, it's kind of like rearing its, ugly head. I'm like, oh, what's that? Right. And take a moment and, and deal with it.
Right. It truly is amazing what we're actually forced to learn during this journey, right? We kind of have to become the CDC of our own body, so to say, and learn all the different things. But it truly is so amazing because our bodies are incredible, right? Like if you're having something going on in your body that is not necessarily acute, but more chronic, right? Like it's a regular thing. Your body's telling you something. You need to stop and listen to it because it truly is giving you a signal that something is out of balance, right? Like we can look at our body as like a breaker box in your home, right? Like you have a main breaker that turns everything on and off, and then you have different breakers that, go to your living room or your kitchen. Well, when something is being triggered in our body, think of it as one of those breakers are being kicked, right? It's off. So you need to find out what tripped it up, right? What's going on so you can power it back on so that you can have this full cohesive everything in order in your body. So during your treatment with Klinghardt, what types of things did you learn on the way, like doing at home? Did you work on your nervous system stuff? Did you work on, breath work, which is one of my favorite things, but detoxing, like what types of things were you able to kind of introduce to yourself at home?
Yeah, so at home, breath work, that work, my nervous system regulation work, the breath work came a bit later, but at the beginning, I would do detoxing. So I had the ionic foot baths, Epsom salt baths, all those little things. I would do a liver detox with him, with his Sophia Health Institute, every time they had one. And it was quite interesting because when you, yeah, it was like when you're on this liver detox, you feel so good. It's like all your symptoms are like they just, I said to him, they just like disappear because everything is open. All your pathways are open. So yeah, I did that and, lymphatic drainage, and I would go see a lymphatic drainage massage therapist. And then self lymphatic drainage, meditation. So I was going back to work part-time in 2017. just prior to being in a car accident when I had got the severe concussion and, you know, whiplash and all that. So it sent me back quite a few years. So back to cling hard again, you know, more regularly. So then I had extra things on top of that. You know, I had to
So I want to,
deal with it.
sorry, I want to stop you again.
Yep. Yeah, no
Because
worries.
you brought up many different things that I wanted to talk about. So, detox pathways, right? Like in supporting livers and doing liver cleanses and stuff, they're so important because, you know, a lot of us deal with hyoxine, right? And if you're new to Lyme, it's, I guess, what would a definition of a hyox be, right? If you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's kind of like, everything that ever hurt in your body is exasperated and comes to life, right? Like we feel like, I always said it felt like I had the worst flu ever, the worst hangover ever, and I was ran over by a semi truck. Like that was kind of how I described it along my journey. But, and I think sometimes there can be some confusion or hard to understand, why are we hyoxing? Are we killing too fast? Or are our detox pathways not open? And I really think that that is something that we kind of need to figure out and balance, because I truly don't think we have to hurt so bad that we're just completely miserable, right? Like a little bit of it along the way is definitely expected, you know, and it's also kind of a reminder to us that whatever we're doing is working, right? Because I'm feeling some of the things, but it's just really important to try to understand, are we overkilling something, or are our detox pathways not open? And then you mentioned the ionic foot bath, right? Like that was one of my favorite things in my journeys. And, you know,
Me
I went to the
too.
clinic and did it. And then I thought, okay, this is pretty incredible that it should be an investment of mine, right? And I made a few investments along the way so I could do it at home and not have to pay the clinic for it. So share your experience with the foot bath, because I know for me, like I dealt a lot with not only severe mercury poisoning, but I had a lot of different metal toxicities in my body. I could actually see flakes of metal in my foot bath. And
Yes.
a lot of people think I'm crazy, right? But I'm telling you, these things are incredible. So what was your experience with it?
Oh, that's funny. I have a story to tell you about the metals in your foot bath. Well, it actually was one of the best tools. I purchased one. So I was doing it like twice a week at home, you know, in the beginning, for the first few years anyways. And it actually, I think it saved me, because there were times. Another thing, you know, we learned this Herxheimer reaction that people don't, I didn't know anything about it. You know, I had no idea, like, why I'm like, mine was a lot of neurological, a lot of anxiety, pain, and it increased so much. And then I would have a foot bath and I would just be, oh, it would like dissipate my pain and anxiety. And I'm like, So one of the biggest tools I bought, it was the best investment. I still use it. You know,
I
once,
love
twice a
it.
month, I still just use it for maintenance. And then the other thing is the infrared sauna. But then the infrared sauna, it totally depends on where you're at in your healing. You know, you have to, you know, we have to balance, you know, we have to balance the body. We have to support the cellular and functional support first, you know, because at first I couldn't, like, my husband could, he could do a detox or a sauna, no problem. Like sitting in there for an hour, I barely could sit in there for 5 minutes without like feeling worse. And I'd come out and I'm like increased pain. So that was huge. But the foot bath. And then the funny story is, he didn't believe that those were heavy metals, the black specks, right? In the foot
Who,
bath.
your husband?
So he went and got a magnet. And so I'm like, okay, try it. Just try it. And these little pieces of black specks came to the magnet. So
Oh
they
my
were,
gosh.
they were heavy metals.
Wow.
So, and
It's crazy, because when I did a couple of them at the clinic that I went to at first, and I, of course, was asking the doctor and the nurses, like, what am I looking at? You know, it's changing colors, and what are these little things? And they said that it was metals. And I guess I was just so, it was all so new to me, the whole holistic clinic that I went to, right? Like just all this really weird stuff. And and herbs and, colonics and just muscle testing, just all the stuff that just I didn't know anything about, but I truly, it was like my plan B and my last plan, so I had to make it work, and I just believed everything that they told me. And obviously it must have been something right because it was, a big piece to my healing journey. So, but yes, I just wanted to kind of touch on that ionic foot bath and get your thoughts about it, because it's not talked about a lot in the community. And I know I've used the same one. And if you want information, I share the ones that I use on my Facebook page. But it really is a modality that is affordable, right? Because this journey is very expensive. And we have to allocate our financial resources. And so for me personally, there were a few tools that I purchased along the way because, like you said, Tracy, I'll still use mine when I think about it, right? Just because I have it, and it's doing good stuff for our body. So anyways, okay, so there's our talk about the foot bath, but that is incredible that your husband did a magnet too. I've never heard that before, so
He's a believer.
There you have it, right? The proof is there. So then now you're doing really well, and then you have this car accident, right? That the I'm gonna look at it as, the physical trauma of the piece to this journey. So what took place after that? You just spiraled backwards, and all these symptoms kind of started coming out again.
And then some.
Oh,
And
and
then
then
some.
some. Okay.
So yeah, just it was my nervous system was a wreck. My anxiety was even worse than it was at the beginning when I found out about Lyme disease. I couldn't function. I couldn't really talk. I was garbling my words. I couldn't say some words, sentences at times. I couldn't leave my house. I couldn't be around any noise, like even in my car, you still listen to good old rock and roll, growing up in the, 80s and 90s. And now it's country, which I love, but, but it couldn't be loud on the radio, like no big groups. My anxiety would just hit the roof. Chronic pain, different pain. Of course, now we're in my neck. Brain fog was just, I couldn't, I just could not put a recipe together. Like there was just so many things. Fatigue, the fatigue I had was crazy. Like, just thinking back, it was just like, so I was back. It felt like I was back to the beginning, but even further back than I was, at the beginning in 2015. So,
Now, after that, did you retest at all to see? Because that part of your story sounds so familiar to mine. Because after I had a traumatic event, which was the town I lived in burned down, so I had to escape from the fire. And again, a million steps backwards, like yourself. But then I started having these new symptoms, like you just said. And so I'm kind of working with a practitioner who wasn't really familiar with Lyme, but they were very honest about that. And I thought, I think I got this. I just need your modalities. I need your clinic. And I wasn't getting better. Well, come to find out, Babesia decided to rear its head like over 20 years later after a tick bite. Like, how is that even possible? Like, it was truly mind-blowing to me. And so that was kind of that piece of, had I not discovered that, I may not have gotten well because I didn't know what I was battling.
So yeah, back to Clean Heart right away. I went back down to the, I was still seeing him, but I mean back to him again for new symptoms going on. And again, Lyme disease showing up, and it's just his muscle testing, right? I don't believe that I can remember. I don't think I tested like at any of the other labs. It was just with Dr. Clean Heart with his muscle testing,
Muscle testing.
because I trusted him. And I knew that that's what was going on. I had the deep, deep, deep bone pain in my hips. Like at nighttime, it would wake me up with severe pain. Bartonella, my foot pain again. Bartonella, Babesia, neurological, huge neurological stuff, right? And so yeah, I figured, I think we got some back and maybe some more. So it was basically the same: Bartonella, Babesia, Lyme disease, and there might have been one more. I can't quite remember, but yeah, just brought them back out
All the
again.
bees, the three bees,
The
right? The
three bees.
Borrelia, Babesia, Bartonella. Those, they're brutal. So, did your protocol look different the second go around than it did the first, or did he use a lot of the same types of herbs and stuff?
Yeah, a little bit different. There was some more parasite cleansing, but added in a lot more nervous system regulation stuff. So I did brought in TM meditation. So in order, and I worked with an occupational therapist up here in Canada. And
What
so
is TM meditation? Wait, is that?
transcendental meditation. So it's just 20 minutes a day, twice a day, and you get a mantra and you just sit with that mantra and you say that mantra in your head, and it just kind of calms your nervous system down. It like,
Okay.
yeah, it made, so I would do it every afternoon when I could feel my nervous system really ramping, about 2 or 3 in the afternoon, do my 20 minutes, and then it could get me, further into the night to, make dinner or do whatever I had to do, right?
Okay.
Just, yeah, continue for the rest of the day. But yeah, just kind of the same things. Just, I healed a lot from herbs. I didn't use a lot of antibiotics in the first part of the journey. I might have used some doxycycline, but it wasn't, yeah, I didn't use antibiotics. It was all herbal medicine. I did use parasitic medicine, but most of it was herbs, lots of herbs,
All
and
natural.
nervous system. Yeah, so that took another 4 years.
How long was your first go around?
I was going, so 2015 February when it's kind of started. So, and I was planning to go back to work April, just after April 2017, after my car accident. We set it all up, had set it all up to go back part time to see how I would do. And then it got, so that's 2017. So let's take it to 2020. Now we're in COVID, in 2021. Yeah, and I tried to go back to work again in 2021, but there was just so much politics and rules and everything going about. I worked
Definitely in
on,
the nursing field, right, with
yeah,
COVID.
20 or 2 years of the battle of going back, and I thought I'm done. So that was in 2021, and then I thought, well, so I went integrative health route, and got my integrative health practitioner certification. I was doing fairly well by then. But then I obviously caught COVID a couple times, so I could feel that my body was, something was rearing its ugly head. So again, so I worked on that and did my program. And it's interesting because one of my labs, it's your D-dimer, it's your blood clotting lab. We get tested for blood clotting in that, and it was elevated, a little elevated. Then it kept elevating, and my family doctor was like, "Well, she didn't care. She didn't care about it. You're not pregnant. Pregnant women get, high D dimers." And I'm like, "Well, I'm not pregnant," but I was a little concerned. So, anyways, and Dr. Klinghart basically said, "You're a ticking time bomb for a stroke." I'm like, "Oh, great." Anyways, so that just took me on a journey. I was on a conversation with another integrative health practitioner, and she brought in a breathwork facilitator who is now my mentor. And she did a online live breathwork session, and I was bawling my eyes out by the end of this session. I'm like, "What is going on here? I need more of this. What am I missing?" So I did a few sessions, private one-on-one sessions with her, just with somatic inquiry. So your mind-body connection, and no breath work. And I realized that I was missing that part of my healing, the emotional piece, big mentally emotional piece of my healing. And so it took me on a journey of breath work for 3 years, and then I just finished a somatic inquiry program, which is the mind and body connection. You can't heal. You have to get out of the mind to get into the body to heal. And it has actually changed my life. It's changed my life. It's made me feel, I thought I was doing really good, after, 3 or 4 more years of healing after the car accident. But this has just taken it to a whole never another level. And that D-dimer I was telling you about, I didn't go on any medication or anything. And Dr. Klinghart says to me, my labs are normal again. And he says to me, it's your breath work. It's the emotional piece that you are doing that is changing it. Because I didn't do anything for my labs to change,
I love
and
that so much, Tracy. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought that up because truly the blocked traumas, the emotional toll that this journey takes on us, our nervous system, they're huge pieces to this healing journey. And I
huge.
had it in myself, right? But I also see it in the community so much on, people that reach remission and then it doesn't take much to knock them out. There's a reason for it. There's a piece missing, whether it's blocked traumas, emotional part of this, your nervous system. Maybe you didn't address the oral health, right? Maybe you didn't address parasites or metal toxicities. There's something, but it's the emotion, the mindset, the whole body connection that people miss. So that's incredible to hear that you did that and it just truly transformed you.
Truly. It's just, when you're in stuck in the stress mode, healing doesn't happen. You have to feel safe in your body to heal.
Yes.
Right? You can't heal in survival mode. And I just happened to go on that call with that integrative health practitioner. I don't know where I would have been,
Had
if
you
I
not done
hadn't.
it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
things happen for a reason. People come into your lives for a reason. I truly believe it. And, it's that's, kind of what I do, the integrative health, but I also bring in the nervous system regulation with the breath work. And is the somatic inquiry, the mind body connection. And and when I first did it, when I first got on the call after I had that big emotional release in the breathwork online, I didn't know what she was doing. Like, I couldn't understand it. Like, she was trying to get me out of my head and into my body, and I was just talking, like talk therapy, like a counselor, right? It took me quite a few sessions to figure out, what are you doing? Like, to get into my body,
Right.
because we are up here. We are up here so much. And now, Tanya, I trust my body. I trust my body to heal. And there was, can I just share this story? I had a polyp on my thyroid and I had to go in for a biopsy. I'm like, okay. And then it came back inconclusive. So, and it was painless. It was a great experience. So I thought, my doctor said, do you mind going in again? Like, I said, no, it's not a problem, because it was okay. And the day I woke up to have the second appointment, my body was screaming at me, you don't need to do this. You're fine. There's nothing wrong with your thyroid. Your polyp's fine. But I'm in the back and I'm still going, well, just in case, I better go.
What
So
if?
what
Yeah.
if? And so I went in and I'm still waiting for my appointment in the hospital. It's like, just leave. And I was all honestly about to leave and just say, screw it, I don't need this. And they called me in. So then they called me in, and even the technician, the doctor, actually, she said, oh, so why are you here? Oh, well, it looks pretty stable. And, I'm not quite sure who sent you. And I said, endocrinologist and my doctor, family doctor. Well, it's up to you. And I'm like, should I do it? Should I do it? And I'm still fighting myself. Oh, I'm here. Let's just do it. First needle, I was like, oh my goodness. And this endocrinologist is like, oh, well, we got to be careful. We got to watch that big vein there. We don't want to hit that. And she's talking like this. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I doing here? Anyways, I think it was the second. She wants to do four. You're supposed to do three biopsies. She wants to do four. On the second one, when she put the needle in, the pain that shot down my neck, down my shoulder, was unbearable. And I sort of was just going like this, like, get that out. Oh, stop moving. She said, stop moving. Get it out. And so she said, I just need to do a couple more. I said, I'm done. I'm done. So I'm sorry. I said, but I'm done. And I thought, I didn't listen to my body, right? It was screaming at me to tell me to trust it. So from that day, I was going on a call with my peers after and in my programs, and I told them the story. And I'll say, from that day, I will listen. That was loud and clear. And
Right.
we did an ultrasound. My thyroid's fine. My biopsies are fine. They didn't really need to do another one. But just knowing that it was 5, 7, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have heard those
Right.
warnings, you
Right.
know, or that trust your body, trust your body. You know, I
Yeah.
wouldn't have heard those signals from
And
my
it's
body.
so easy, especially when it comes to our health, right? Like it's so easy to. Even with us, you know, like we didn't do antibiotics. We kind of went the alternative route during our journey. But then something else comes up along the way with your health, and our first instinct can still be, let's run back to that doctor. Let's run to that
Yes.
hospital, right?
Yes.
And again, there's a time and place for Western medicine, right? When it's acute,
Absolutely.
you know. You cut yourself, you're bleeding to death, you broke something, you know, there's definitely a time and place. But I think that it's so common for us to still kind of have that battle, you know, kind of like the little devil sitting on your shoulder saying, do it, do it, do it. And we're like, no, I don't need it. I don't need it,
Yes.
you know? And I think that that's just natural. And I think that's part of that process of us really just gaining trust and confidence within
Absolutely.
ourselves to be able to trust our body. So I've been there too, right? And I'm just good. And that was just one of the many, many blessings from this journey was
Yeah.
getting to where I am today in such tune with my body.
Yeah, so in tune with my body now, so trusting of my body. And like I said, 10 years ago, no, wasn't at all. Like every little symptom was, oh my God, what's that now? You know, every pro, I need to do that. I need to get this supplement. If you could see my supplement before, not now, my supplement cap, it wasn't even a cabinet, it was a closet, right? It was just like, oh my God. And the financial, oh, the amount of money you spend, it was, yeah, it was crazy, but.
Supplement fatigue, right? So Tracy, tell the listeners. So we talked about, you know, that you're trained in breath work facilitation and the somatic inquiry, the mind-body connection. So I'm assuming people can reach out to you. You mentioned earlier you're in Canada. So can you help people in the States? I'm assuming it's all done via Zoom. Kind of walk us through like what you're able to help your clients with.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Anywhere in the world, right? The
Good. Good to know.
yeah.
Okay.
Any yeah, anywhere in the world. And yeah, so my I guess you could say targeted audience, a lot of it, I would say 80% is women, but it's, you know, I do work with men, and it's just any with Lyme disease, chronic illness, chronic fatigue, you know, thyroid issues, hormone issues, gut issues, you know, kind of the whole body, anxiety, pain, brain fog, mystery symptoms, you know, anybody that feels overwhelmed and disconnected from their body. Unsure of where to go next, unsure of what to do, even when they just got the diagnosis. Like when I got my diagnosis, you know, I was down in the US. You know, that overwhelming protocol that I got, I always thought to myself, like, I want to be that practitioner that I didn't have at the beginning that could help guide me. You know, you're so vulnerable, you're so overwhelmed, you just it makes me emotional thinking about me way back then. I didn't know what to do. You know, my doctor tried, but it was a real, yeah, it was a little more in depth than, you know, just here, take this and you'll feel better. So I want to be that practitioner that will guide you, you know, whether you're at the beginning of your journey, in the middle of your journey, or just at the end, like I was, you know, missing that emotional piece. And, you know, and financially, and help guide you financially, because I spent hundreds, over $100,000, could be more, with this healing journey. And
Right.
so I just
And so
want
it
to.
makes us wonder if, because like you, like this was kind of the tail end piece to my journey too, right? Could you imagine if both of us, like this was implemented in the beginning of our journey, how different maybe our journey would have been? And I try to express this, loud and clear to the Lyme community, whoever will listen to me, that truly, like, our mindset is powerful, right? Our nervous system, the mind-body connection, the just so much of what you're doing, right? Like, that could truly be our missing piece to this healing puzzle.
Oh, truly. I healed to a certain point, but there was still, I wasn't 100%,
And then you're
and
frail, right? And then any type of emotional or physical trauma to your body or an illness, oftentimes it can kick us right back out of remission, right? And it's because there's a missing piece. And maybe this is the missing piece for many, right?
I truly believe it can be. And it's just supporting the body. First, you can't just go in. I learned from that, 4-page protocol, do this, do this, do this, do this, and it just sent me into a state of hyper anxiety and more pain. And then you're like, I'm done. I can't do this, right? Because
Right.
it's too much. It's too
It's
much. And
very
then you give up.
overwhelming. Yeah.
And then you give up, right? And so that's, that's who I want to be. That's the coach, the practitioner that I want to be, for my clients, and to make them feel safe, and help them heal at their pace, at
Right.
their pace and where they're at. It's individualized. Not everybody can do, everything the same. It's just so different for everybody, right?
It really is. Yes. And I love what you're doing, and who better to facilitate you through something like this than somebody who has gone through this journey themselves. So, well, I appreciate what you are doing. And as always, listeners, we will put the links and the information in the description of this episode so you can find Tracy and her work. Tracy, thank you so much for joining me and sharing your journey. And I'm so happy you found that final piece and
Thank
are
you.
where you are in your life, because it truly, I know, is an amazing feeling. So I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It gives me goosebumps. I have goosebumps right now, and it's a little emotional because it was a journey, but honestly, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There really is. It may not be easy. I'm not saying it was an easy journey, but it's possible. I just posted on Instagram that I just hiked for 5 days, 6 days. 5 days really in Sedona, 20,000 steps a day with my 32-year-old daughter and friends, and 10 years ago, would I thought I would be doing that? Nope.
Right.
Yeah,
That is
so
amazing.
it
And
is, yeah.
you were out in nature, which is, our other source of medicine. And it's really heartbreaking to hear how many are petrified to live outside the bubble, right? To
Yeah.
go in nature. And it's honestly, PTSD is a big piece to this journey of what we go
Yes.
through when it comes to the illness itself. When it comes to working with these practitioners that gaslight us for years, there's
Yeah.
many layers to it, and you can heal from this, right? This is one of
Yes.
those pieces. And when you get to the root of all of them, you can be out living your life the way you are. So
Yeah, you can.
amazing.
You can heal. You truly can heal.
Oh,
Believe us. Believe us.
right.
We were you.
Right. Thank you so much, Tracy. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.